This is the Gospel according to the Rock, tracing the rocky journey of God's foundation through the Bible. Love in cold space. When are we? In this episode, we're going to visit two moments in time. One is in the 20th century, the other is about 600 BC. Right now, we're in October 1994. Random House is publishing Dr. Carl Sagan's Pale Blue Dot, A Vision of the Human Future in Space. Where are we? In the United States, but we're going to be talking about photographs taken about 4 years before aboard the Voyager 1 spacecraft. Where is Jesus right now? Jesus has ascended into heaven. That's not to be confused with the air or the sky or the place the stars settle. There's plenty more room above all that. Whatever dimensions outside of time and space exist, Jesus and his Father are in control of them. Why are we here now? The spacecraft neatly captured some ancient principles of the universe that Dr. Sagan has overlooked in his vision of the future of space. He's going to try and challenge, rather than confirm, what the scripture in Jeremiah already says. The blue dot in one of the pictures is Earth, complete with sky, oceans, and rocks. Here's what Carl Sagan says in the pale blue dot. Listen for the word challenge. You might also listen for the word speck. Our posturings, our imagined self-importance, the delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe are challenged by this point of pale light. Our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark. In our obscurity and all this vastness, there is no hint that help will come from elsewhere to save us from ourselves. Notes about the quote. I wonder why the Most High, who lives in dimensions beyond ours, can't show his love if he wants to. There's a difference between imagined self-importance and recognizing a place in the family. A look into the past. We're going to look now toward an answer Jeremiah had for the pale blue dot. People seem to forget that the Most High often has things written down in advance. Instead, people pretend he's got to somehow find a new answer to some old questions. Now, when are we? The time of Jeremiah the prophet, just before Daniel. After Abraham, Moses, and Isaiah, pieces of Jeremiah's writings will influence Daniel's prayer life. Where is Jesus right now? He is seated with his Father in heaven. This is before he's been born with our kind of flesh. Where are we? We have been at this time and place in a previous episode. This actually is just a few verses after Jeremiah described a new covenant, one where God will write his law on people's hearts and minds instead of tablets of stone. We're in or very close to Jerusalem, possibly while it's under siege. Super difficult times. Jeremiah had to redictate some of his writings because at least one local ruler cut up and burned some of the original. Why are we here now? In the middle of what looked like the end of the Jewish people, Jeremiah answered Dr. Carl Sagan in advance. Jeremiah's scripture. Listen for the words searched out in the future 20th century. People who search out the foundations of the earth will be called scientists, astronomers, or astrophysicists, or geophysicists. This is what the Lord says. Only if the heavens above can be measured and the foundations of the earth below be searched out, will I reject all the descendants of Israel because of all they have done, declares the Lord. Well, what does that mean? It means that part of this new covenant will include lots of love from the Most High toward a nation that currently looks very corrupt. In the 20th century, Dr. Sagan and his associates will search for the foundations of the earth. From about 4 billion miles away. They know they won't find anything. Their hope is to challenge the idea that some people can have a privileged position in the universe. All the photograph will show is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark. Jeremiah's contention is that if they do find something holding up the earth, then God will reject the descendants of Israel. Put another way, in the future, the picture of the point of pale blue light won't challenge God's love. It will confirm it. It's nice of the Most High to dictate something so succinct about God's love so many years in advance, in a way that even people in the 21st century might understand. Produced by Static Force, LLC. Sometimes things don't change.